at IE. Now, Erica, you got into sleep consulting after your own experience with your oldest son, Quinn.
Yes.
Tell us what you went through.
Quinn is 10 now, and I will say a wonderful sleeper now, as are my other two children as well. But when he was 7 or 8 months old, he was still waking anywhere between 6 and 12 times at night. And the situation was pretty fraught in our house. I actually didn't realise how much of a high sleep need I had personally until this impacted us. And yes, I got through the newborn stage, and yes, I had all of the expectations around what a new child and sleep would bring. But when we still weren't seeing any progress, and in fact, it was getting worse.
Was he waking up crying?
Oh, yes. He couldn't maintain his sleep at all. He would wake every 45 minutes. Sometimes we would get 2 hours. There was no pattern. He would do really, really short cat naps. It was just no structure or routine at all. And anywhere I turned for help, there just wasn't any. So like, I went to, you know, the places you go, your public health nurse, your doctor, your friends, your family. And I kind of kept getting the, oh, it's going to change. He'll grow out
phase.
Of it. It's a phase. You're not coping. Those kind of messages back to a new mum. And it had a really bad impact on me.
You know, just I've been that soldier, particularly with my middle child. But also, like, Quinn was your first.
Yes.
I often think when you've kind of a second or a third child that isn't sleeping, and then you've, you know, it's fine if you can sleep when the baby sleeps and all that kind of thing. But when you've got to get up and you've other things to do and drop and collect and change nappies and do the shopping and then try and have your hair straight, it's just not possible.
And live the perfect Instagram life that all the new mums are kind of trying, I suppose, at the moment. No, the more children you have, and if sleep kind of isn't in a settled pattern, it is even harder again.
Yeah, now, it also kind of ricochets everywhere. I mean, it affects relationships.
100%.
You know, you're shouting, you did it, I did it, I was up last night. No, you stayed up. Well, I'm up early, I can't do tonight.
I think we've all
Am I speaking a bit too honestly?
We've all had the argument at the top of the stairs. I have been that person with my husband, and absolutely, it did have a negative impact on my relationships, but not just with my husband. It made me quite insular. So I didn't want to go out of the house. I wanted to stay at home because I was kind of barely coping with what was happening at home. So kind of going out and up the town frightened me a little.